Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the Football Drop Podcast.
Hi mate, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Glad you tried something new.
What did you think of the new
intro? Cool. I've never heard you intro like that. That's good.
We wonder why nobody listens anymore. Jesus, we can't even introduce it without laughing like absolute school kids. Oh, honestly.
Ah, man.
How we doing, boys?
How's it going, boys?
What are you doing? Wake up here, mate.
How we good? How we doing, boys? We all right? We good?
Ali, answer my question. How you doing, mate?
Tell you what, I'll answer you both at the same time. There's no favouritism. I'm good. How are you two?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for asking. I'm good, mate. How are you, Will?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. It's all good here. What's going on?
Good. What's going on? Yeah, it's been all right, mate. It's been okay. Not done an awful lot, really.
Good chat. You ready for Thursday, mate?
Big day. The big operation day. Oh, Ali's like a blur right now, isn't he?
Yeah, Ali needs to sort his blur out.
Looks like a scene from E.T. Oh, there he is. There he is. Beautiful face is back. Your head's getting well, Ali. Focus.
Yeah, I know.
It's like almost Bieber-like. You could do
that. I said to Lord Days when it was cold, I said, I'm no way in hell am I getting my hair cut yet. But now, obviously, it started to get at least into double digits at some point. So now I'm like, okay, now I need to actually think about going and get my hair cut. So. Yeah.
Can you flick it?
Oh, that yes, was quality.
I don't know how that looked on the camera because I had my eyes shut during that, basically. But
well, I think it's going to be made into a viral reel at some point.
Nice.
This is going to get millions of views on TikTok. The Ali flick.
Excellent.
The Ali lick. And coming from a football podcast, you'd think it was something different to hair.
Yeah, that might get us another 10 viewers and listeners, so fingers crossed. Come on.
How was your weekend?
Ali, he's talking to you.
Sweet.
Me? Yeah. I don't know which one I'm talking to.
I've already answered. I said, yeah, it was good, thanks, mate.
Yeah, Ben gave us a really good story. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Watched some football. Didn't get a lot done, so yeah. standard weekend.
How was your weekend, Will? Did you do anything exciting or buy anything exciting and new?
Yeah, I got a new car.
Have you? Yeah. My God, this is brand new information. What have you got?
Yeah. A discovery.
What did you discover?
I discovered that you're a prick.
Mate, you should have known that a long time ago. They should have taken to the
It's about to say, we knew that for a while. Yeah. So.
How is it? Yeah, is it a good car?
Nice discovery. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's nice. Happy with it. It's got lots of gadgets and shit on it. So, you know, working my way through all of that.
Decent. What made you go for a discovery? Do you do a lot of off-roading?
Yeah. I'm off-roading all the time. To get to work, I have to go like through the roads and stuff.
Through the roads? Okay. Understandable why you need 4x4 to go through a road.
Yeah, exactly.
No, in all seriousness, why a 4x4 though? Just more space for the kids or just wanted to harm the planet a little bit more? What's the logic there?
All of that, really. Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of, you know, the planet, so that can fuck off. And then, yeah, you know, a bit more room for the kids. Suitcases when we go on holiday.
Yeah.
Dog in the back. Get the dog in the back now. Nice. Easier. And yeah, just in general, you know, looking forward to driving it.
No, sounds good, mate.
Do you want to know the actual, like, one of the actual reasons, like?
Well, yeah, that's why I asked the question. Weirdly enough.
Just to really show my age. So in a car, like a low down car, my knee gets really sore on long journeys from changing the clutch and shit. So I thought if I got one that's a bit more upright, it won't hurt so much. So it was, to be honest, it's expensive if it doesn't work.
I mean, I don't really know whether I should comment on this or just glaze over it.
Well, I'm just sort of standing to silence. So.
Yeah.
As your mum always says, Ben, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Okay. Well, Maidstone did really well at the weekend, though, didn't they, boys?
They did. Smashing it. Tractor boys.
Into the next round. Solid 2-1 win.
I bet they're a bit gutted that they're only facing... I say only, it's quite bad. But they're facing Sheppard Wednesday or Coventry.
Yeah, but there's every chance now that they could beat them.
Yeah, but they would have preferred a Prem.
Yeah, 100%. But if they beat these guys, they've just beat Ipswich, who are flying. We all know that.
Was it a full team? Was it their full team?
He made 10 changes, but, I mean, it was still a team that was... let's be honest, it's a team that should have walked past Maidstone. Yeah. So,
yeah, I agree.
Maidstone's goalkeeper was outstanding. Like, some Brazilian lad they've got. I was listening to it on the radio and I was like, Maidstone's goalkeeper's Brazilian. What the fuck's going on here?
Oh, wow. Maybe Arsenal will sign him up. We love tying goalkeepers for the sake of it, so that'd be good.
We do, yeah.
The fans definitely
make Ramsdale third choice.
Oh, mate, don't start. Leave Paul Rambo alone. The fans at Maidstone definitely enjoyed themselves, though. One in particular.
Oh.
That looked painful. Poor guy fell from the second tier.
Yeah.
What was we said just before? Was it 15, 20 metre drop, probably?
Yeah.
The guy just got up.
The amount of alcohol that's in your system at that point, though. I mean, they've got to Ipswich early, let's be honest. Straight into a pub first thing.
100%. Excuse me, they've gone to Weatherspoon tonight. Massive fry up, cut of pints. Let's just set the tone. And then half an hour later, they're like, oh, let's get another couple of pints. We've done our brekkie. It's just, what a day out, though. What a day out.
Then when they get to the ground. Yeah, no, it was really, really good. And obviously great for them as, what, National League South?
Yeah.
To, you know, being the fifth round, which, you know, not even Chelsea are guaranteed to be in the fifth round yet. And Arsenal didn't make it past third, so...
Yeah, with the Arsenal Cup, we wanted to give someone else a go, didn't we? It's not fair.
Oh, yeah, of course you do, yeah. I mean, for me, it was it was a bit of a weird fixture for me because I was born near Ipswich, so I've got a little bit of an affiliation with them. But then obviously Maidstone's the local, like, bigger team. So I was a bit like, I want Ipswich to go a bit further. I don't want Maidstone to go. Obviously, yeah, I was quite happy Maidstone won. But yeah, for me, I was a bit like, wouldn't have minded if Ipswich went through either. But
we've put in faces throughout that entire little speech there.
That's all right.
Well, no, I didn't know you was born near Ipswich. And I don't... Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Quite a lot of crowd trouble this weekend. Wolves v West Brom especially. What the hell was going on there then?
Massive derby. Some fan does something stupid. Gets in the...
Go on, Will.
Gets in the home end and makes a fool of himself. Basically.
Idiots.
Yeah, it was an away fan, wasn't it? Who started celebrating when they scored the second goal and it all kicked off.
Oh, is that what sparked it? I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The problem was though, especially in that area, that's where all the families are. Like the players' families.
Yeah, I saw Carl Bartley went in and took his kids from there away, didn't they? And the disabled Carl Bartley fans, didn't come out. I think, they were escorted off kind of ASAP.
Yeah, and then Carl Bartley didn't come out for the, I say second half, third half, I don't know what you want to call it, you know, the bit, the last 13 minutes he didn't come out for. So, I assumed it was, looking after his kids at that point sort of thing. But, yeah.
Talk about that. If that was Carl Walker, he'd have some fucking trips to do now, wouldn't he?
Oh, mate. What the hell has got... So, he's had an affair. He's had two kids with this woman. Is this... This has all been secret until literally the last couple of days?
Nah, the first kid happened when he wasn't with his partner. They had a break. It was a bit like Ross and Rachel. They were on a break and he had the kid... And then now it seems the affair's continued since then, really.
Wow. Wow.
And that's why we need to go to Bayern Munich.
Yeah. Makes more sense now, doesn't it?
Makes a lot more sense now. That's why he was really keen on it.
Yeah, he's like, sod this, get out of England quick.
Yeah. But, I saw that earlier as well, and I was like, what the fuck's happening? With Carl Walker, but
yeah, you just never know what's going on, do you?
You just generally never know what's going on in anyone's personal life, let alone a footballer. I mean, a footballer, you probably times it by 10. Like,
exactly. I mean, he's married with a kid. Like, you can't just be cheating on your missus if you're married with a kid. You've got responsibilities, you know? Just, especially when you're that high profile. How can you just be like, just bowl about, just not give a shit?
I think he's got two kids and he's got another one on the way.
Yeah, he's got two kids with her. He's got four kids with this other one, with his actual wife.
This other one. No, that's his actual wife.
Look, there's lots of people, okay? I'm sorry. It's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
Mad. Absolute mad.
Yeah.
Ben.
Will.
We got halfway through talking about Thursday, and I don't think we quite finished it. What's happening on Thursday?
Operation Day. Sort the ear and balance out.
What impact does that have on, more importantly, the podcast?
Unfortunately, I am temporarily passing the baton to Alistair D. Campbell. I nearly said your middle name then, and I was going to be a right dick, but I decided against it. But no, Ali is taking over for a couple of weeks, so you boys can have the banter, and hopefully the podcast is better. And then I'll just retire and just take a percentage of nothing every week. No, I should be off. I should only be a couple of weeks. Get the op done, recover, just rest up properly, and then hopefully be backed back and raring to go, really. So I will send you my top 10, top 10s. Top 10, number 10, sorry.
Is it number 10s or attacking mids?
Well, this is the debate, isn't it?
We was having a mass debate off air, weren't we?
Mate, the three of us. On camera and everything.
No.
I think, to be fair, Will did finish it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, standard. Yeah, a couple of weeks off.
So talking of top 10, top 10s, do you want to move into our top 10 central midfielders?
No, there's still stuff to talk about, mate. There's like a couple of managerial changes happening at the end of the season we haven't really covered yet.
What? Nah, that was it, innit?
No, Jürgen the German, he's leaving.
Leaving Liverpool.
What? Is he?
Yeah.
My God.
Well, you've been living under a rock this weekend. Christ. Yeah, Jürgen Klopp is leaving after what will be 9 years.
Mad, isn't it?
That is going to be tough. I'm calling now that Liverpool squad is not going to be kept together. Salah, Van Dijk, Robertson, and possibly someone more senior, like Matip or something, will go. And I think there's a chance Alisson might go.
I think Matip will go either way, whoever was manager, to be honest. But yeah.
But I think there's key players will leave. They'll be like, look, we've done this project. I'm off, see you later. I'm going to go somewhere else now. Especially if they finish the season, with trophies.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends who comes in, though, right? Because, I mean, you say about, like, you know, Salah, I think, to be honest, will go to Saudi at the end, in the summer anyway. But Van Dijk, I mean, really, it just depends on, to be honest, who comes in, and Alisson as well. I mean, unless they fancy a new challenge. But, I mean, I don't really see any particular rush for them to get out.
I don't see a rush. I think it's just a good opportunity to call it a day at Liverpool for a new challenge. Because, I mean, Van Dijk's 32, 33. He's probably got one big move left. Now's that opportunity to get a big move somewhere. Bayern Munich are lining up defenders left, right, centre because they want to build it on. Fucking hell, I can't speak today. Alisson can get a move wherever he fancies. Will, you don't look convinced.
Alisson to Barcelona.
No, well, Xavi's leaving, isn't he, at the end of the season as well at Barcelona, and they can't afford anyone.
That's true.
What's your thoughts, William?
So my thoughts are that Liverpool have been given time now to search for their next manager, whoever that might be. There's some names in the running, but I think they'll get that appointment done relatively quickly. I don't think they'll drag that on. I think they'll have somebody in the pipeline who can then come in, meet the players, you know, talk to them, promise them all the things that they're going to promise them that they'll do, etc., etc. And I think then that'll steady the ship and that will keep them right. Okay, we've got Alonso, say, because that's who I think it'll be. We've got Alonso coming in. Let's steady this ship. The only thing with Alonso is Real Madrid are rumoured to want him when Carlo Ancelotti moves to manage Brazil, which I could see happening.
Someone's at the front door.
Are they?
Ali, someone's at your front door, mate.
Apparently, yeah.
Christ, that was really loud. Do you know what? It made me jump a little bit. And really I looked loud. Down at my Google, like, what's going on here then?
Yeah, there's no one at my front door. Dog will be barking.
No, there's no one at my front door. Laura will be barking.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But yeah, I can't see Liverpool being under too much pressure. They've still got this challenge that they want to win the Premier League again. They want to keep up with Man City. I just can't see them having this mass exodus. I don't think it'll be allowed.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be allowed, but I think it'll be a case of if they win the Prem and they win one or two cups, whatever cups they may be, I think they kind of deserve that opportunity if they want to go.
Why would they want to go? Why would Van Dijk, you know, you said he's the, what, 32 now. Where would he go? Why would he go to Bayern Munich when he can fight for the Premier League? Why would he go anywhere else? Why would Alisson...
New challenge.
Who would Alisson go to? But it's not a challenge. Going to the German League is not a challenge unless you want to win something and you're absolutely desperate, so you leave Tottenham to go there. That's understandable.
I love how you always get a dig in. I love this. It's an absolute art form. I can see Alisson at Bayern because they need a proper good goalie.
What for? What's he going to win? He can win the Premier League or the Bundesliga. Why would you go for the Bundesliga?
Because he's won the Premier League a couple of times, or will
he's won it once.
Potentially have at the end of the season if they've won it.
No, because he's not. Arsenal's got an opportunity.
He could go to Real Madrid. I know they've got Courtois, but is he going to be the same after his injury?
Well, they've got Kepa, haven't they? It's quality.
Well, Kepa's only a backup, isn't he? Why not have a proper backup?
Get Benjamin
Mendy. Kepa's coming back.
Kepa's going back to Chelsea.
Yeah, great.
He's going to be Chelsea number one.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, the speculating, I could see something like that happening. A few key players go.
I can see Salah leaving. I can't really see.
I think Salah will go.
I can't see them leaving straight afterwards. Or maybe a season afterwards. But I can't see them leaving straight afterwards. Because you've got to think, then that's a massive rebuild that they've got to do. You know, they've not got a Virgil van Dijk in to replace Van Dijk already. You've not got, I know they've been playing like Joel Quansah, like, you know, for how many games, but you've not got that Van Dijk that one basically took Liverpool from being Europa League level in the league to then pushing them straight up to the league. So I don't think, like Will said, I don't really think that the owners will allow it, a mass exodus to happen, because they've got to think about the for the club and everything. Obviously, Klopp's told the club this in November.
Yeah.
So they would have already been planning and probably already talking to different managers to see who would take over and what. But this summer, I can see a real managerial merry-go-round happening at the moment with the big clubs.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Yeah. Because, obviously, like you said before, Xavi's leaving Barca. And I've always stated, ever since he left Chelsea, Tuchel was on shaky ground at whatever club he's at, and he's on shaky ground at Bayern, because he wants players. Bayern don't want to sign those players, so they go and sign other players. Which is not the ones he wanted. And also, they're not doing that well in the Bundesliga. Albeit Harry Kane is breaking all sorts of goal-scoring records, but he's not. But, you know, they're still second in the league to Leverkusen at the moment. So, I mean, I could see Tuchel at Barca next season, as long as he doesn't, you know, ask for a wage.
I could see that. I could see them coming in for De Zerbi as well.
The problem is, I think De Zerbi's going to go to Liverpool. I think that's a done deal. I think Alonso potentially might move to Bayern in the summer. So he's got that affiliation. He's done it. If he wins the league with Leverkusen as well, that would just be typical Bayern Munich to just go and do that.
You can just he's won that then.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I'll go and win it with Bayern now as well, watch. And Leverkusen.
Well, no, because that's an easier job.
Yeah, but it's a bigger profile job, isn't it? And it's the club where he was at, so he could do that for a couple of seasons. Then the Liverpool manager, De Zerbi, will fail after a year and a half, 2 years, and then Alonso's like, go on then. It's less romantic then, it's more of an actual proper decision. Because they're basing it on...
Yeah, but...
A year's worth of... Yeah, I know, but he's had a year and a bit proper experience at that top level. And don't get me wrong, Alonso's done a cracking job. Like, he's absolutely flying. But you can't guarantee that. And I think Liverpool are at that stage where they need someone that's going to be stable, not just a year and a half. Hence why.
So why do you
Deserving.
So why do you think Deserby's more suited to Liverpool?
I think Brighton play a very high press, high pace game.
Not seen that good this season, have you?
Well, don't get me wrong, I know he plays that way, but I think Premier League experience-wise and things as well, I think De Zerbi is that right person. I don't know, I've just got a feeling.
I just think you've also got to remember that, De Zerbi's probably only not been managing that much longer than Alonso in like a high-profile league. So obviously he was in Ukraine, but obviously the war happened. Then he left. So,
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe you can get him to take Postecoglou and Spurs can drop like a stone again. That'd be great.
Mate, that'd be quality to see. That would be incredible. Yeah, I'm up for that. I'm definitely up for seeing that happen.
Hi guys, make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter so you don't miss a thing. How could you? Instagram is at Football Drop Podcast. Twitter is at Football Drop Pod. Thanks Will for that. Or just search us on Facebook, Football Drop Podcast.
Should we do our top 10 though? I know Will's quite keen. He was a key, yeah. Some may say. Who wants to kick it off? Top 10 midfielders.
Rodri.
Yeah, Rodri number one.
Rodri. Yeah. Nice.
Who's writing it down?
You.
I guess you are.
Wait, yeah. Right, okay. Yeah, I'll write it down then. Okay.
Did you not know that?
Top 10 midfielders. Got it. Rodri one, Rice two.
Yeah, it gets a bit difficult now, doesn't it?
We're talking CDMs.
CDMs or CMs. Obviously, Kai Havertz is going to be up there at some point. We know that.
No, he's not.
Of course he is, Ali.
No, he's not.
King Kai, what are you on about?
No.
Where do you put Bernardo Silva?
Bernardo Silva?
Yeah, he goes in there, I think. He's playing as a centre mid at the moment rather than a bit further forward.
Okay.
Sort of plays next to Rodri at the moment, doesn't he?
Okay, let me just write his name down because I don't think he's third, personally.
What, Bernardo Silva?
Yeah, I don't think he's third, do you?
Are you high?
Will, do you think he's third?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'll shut my mouth then. All right. Fourth.
A Bruno? What about one of the Brunos?
Not Fernandes.
I'd say he's more of a 10.
Yeah, I'd say he's more of a 10. And
even though he wears number 8, I'd say he's a 10.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ali, because shirt number doesn't matter, does it? So we've got, obviously, the Brunos, Gallagher, Bissouma, Ward-Prowse, Douglas Luiz, John McGinn, Szoboszlai and Soucek.
What about Endo?
I don't think he's played enough in the Prem to begin with. He's only the last...
What about Enzo?
No, not Enzo. He's been awful.
Yeah, but he costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're any good, though. It's not like Declan Rice, where you're guaranteed to get an absolute ledge.
I can say that.
No, he's been awful. And Ali, Ali knows he's not been great. He's not been great since his move.
When he got there, and this is where I'll say, when he got there, obviously all the hype was around 115 million, and then obviously he gave that penalty away, and it was like, oh, what's going on? It's not the same Caicedo. They sent his twin brother. But especially in this games that we've had recently, like probably since Christmas, like he has played really well. Like obviously it seems that we're actually clicking at some point. I don't think he's in the top 10 for this season because obviously the start of it wasn't great.
Yeah.
But I think he has gone a bit under the radar because everyone was looking at him, and then everyone's just gone away from thinking, oh, no, he's shit. Don't worry about him. But I think he's actually going a bit under the radar at the moment.
Yeah, an honourable mention then.
You can honourable mention him, but that'd be about it.
Yeah.
The only Chelsea midfielder that's got any fucking chance is Gallagher.
Is he a 10? With
Gallagher? He's more of an 8.
Yeah.
Don't know, what number do you wear on the back of his shirt? That'll tell us.
23.
Well, it's nearer to 10, isn't it?
Did you say Paulinho?
Oh, good shout. Yes. Paulinho, yeah. He's been solid this season. Paulinho. Right, okay. We've got quite a few names here.
Tonali?
Sorry?
Onana?
What's his name?
Decore.
Decore's been playing as a 10 for Everton.
Billing?
What about? He's not really... He's sort of dropped out of the team a little bit over the last... Well... Recently, like when Bournemouth gone on their good run, so
yeah, I think he's been hot and cold this season.
What about Mario Lemina for Wolves? He's been good this
season. Yeah, Lemina.
So, what are we looking at number four? Yeah,
I think number four's gonna be Douglas Luiz.
I'd say Bruno Guimarães is better than him.
Really? Right. Okay,
Ali, you've got a choice there. You've got a tie-breaking vote.
I mean, this is going to go on me just how much I dislike one of the players. So I'm going to go Douglas Luiz because I dislike Bruno Guimarães.
Luiz.
He's one of those players. You love him when he's on your team. But I know. When he's against you, I mean, you guys must have felt that when you played Newcastle, like, you know, smashing people in the face with his arm, whatever else.
Yeah.
So.
100%, mate.
Yeah.
So based on his quality, he's going down a level. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So number five then. That was boys. Ben,
number five.
Bruno, then. If we can't decide whether Bruno's fourth or fifth, then he's fifth, right?
Not Ward-Prowse or Bissouma, who've had very good seasons?
Not as good as Bruno. Bruno is leading that Newcastle line. You know, had Tonali of stage, you might have put Tonali ahead of him.
He hasn't left, mate. He's not allowed to play. He's still there.
Oh. No, yeah. Okay, he will. Thanks for
In training, he's actually bossing it, mate, apparently.
Yeah, well done. Don't think he's allowed to train.
He scored 147 goals. He can train.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is allowed to train, yeah.
Just Ivan Toney wasn't allowed. Not sure why. Number six then, boys. We've got quite a lot to choose from here.
We got Ward-Prowse.
Ward-Prowse, Gallagher, Bissouma, John McGinn, Szoboszlai, Paulinho, Soucek and Lemina.
Paulinho.
Yeah.
I would have said Ward-Prowse over Paulinho.
Nah. There's no way anyone is buying Ward-Prowse over Paulinho.
But they're different types of players. You've got to bear that in mind.
Yeah, no, I know.
Very different types of players with very different offerings.
Yeah, no, we'll do that.
Yeah, thanks for that, Ben. Paulinho's quality at free kicks, though. He's dead ball specialist for me.
Oh, what, Ward-Prowse isn't? No? Okay.
Oh, press shit, free kicks.
What you say? You two saying Pallini then, yeah? I'm overruled on this one.
Yeah, I'd say Pallini, yeah.
Okay. Pallini, yeah, okay. Ward-Prowse got to be next, surely.
Yeah.
I don't know. Szoboszlai goes above him for me.
No.
John McGinn?
McGinn is bad, a good season.
I'd say McGinn is probably just below him, but that's purely because he's... I think it's just because he scored more goals. But I think Ward-Prowse has assisted more. Because he's not necessarily going further forward.
John McGinn.
John McGinn.
Oh, Christ. Okay, John McGinn. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, we've got three more to choose.
Okay.
I'm not even going to mention
it. I think Ward-Prowse is a solid 10.
God, I hate you. I hate you so much.
Who have we got left for the last three places?
Ward-Prowse, Gallagher, Bissouma, John McGinn, Szoboszlai or Soucek?
John McGinn.
Sorry, I've deleted John McGinn yet. Ward-Prowse, Gallagher, Bissouma, Szoboszlai, Soucek or Lamina?
Who are you going for, Ben?
I don't know, you boys go first. So I can shit all over your ideas then.
It's either Ward-Prowse or Gallagher for me here.
Yeah? Well, what would you go with, Gallagher, mate? What are you going with,
Ben? You can have the final. You can have the final say, mate.
Yeah, so are you going for Ward-Prowse tonight? Yeah.
Well, I'm not fussed either way, so I'll let you have the. I'll let you have the last go.
Oh God!
All right, I think we're gonna go Conor Gallagher.
Yes.
I genuinely think he'd been better. But I would have had him higher up than what the others are. But yeah.
That's why his price tag's jumped up 30 million in 6 months.
Yeah.
No, that's just Chelsea capitalising on an opportunity to sell another British player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I think between 9th and 10th, what have we got? We've got Lamina.
Szoboszlai. Ward-Prowse.
I think it's Ward-Prowse and Bissouma, 9 and 10 for me.
Well, we've wrapped number 10, aren't we?
No, we're at number 9, Will.
Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, two left.
Yeah, when you've done 8 and you're doing the top 10, you've only got 2 left then.
Yeah, I thought we was at 9.
No, that's why. Gallagher's 8, number 8.
Oh, okay.
That's what he plays at as well, even though he's number 23. He plays as an 8.
We correct.
There we go. Boom.
Ball knowledge.
So, yeah, I'm going to say Ward-Prowse 9, Bissouma 10 for me. I think the rest
of
are very
Calvin
strong.
Phillips? Where does he come in?
Ask us at the end of the season when he rips it up for West Ham.
Yeah. I can see him doing it as well.
Yeah. I can see him playing well for him.
Cement his England place.
I think Basuma's got to be in there. Because he's played both Tottenham this season. And... yeah, I think Ward-Prowse has got to be in there as well.
Yeah.
Not Bruno Fernandes.
No.
Nah.
Decore's a 10. We've already been through that, mate.
Did I say Decore? I meant to say Soucek.
Oh, very, very different types of players.
Yeah, very, yeah. But, you know, that's what I meant to say. Huh? I'm just going off my list. I might have read the wrong name, all right? I'm sorry.
So...
Ward-Prowse
and Bissouma, Ali and I are in agreement with, so they are the last two. Will, what order?
Ward-Prowse 9.
Yep, Bissouma 10.
He cannot bring himself to put a Tottenham player above. No. He put a Tottenham player as low as possible. See, it's exactly my argument with Bruno Guimaraes. Doesn't like him, so...
Yeah. Right, boys, we've got that was one of the easiest top 10s we've done, I think.
I concur.
So, 10, we've got Yves Bissouma, 9, James Ward-Prowse, 8, Conor Gallagher, 7, John McGinn, 6, João Pelinha, 5, Bruno Guimaraes, Number 4, Douglas Luiz. Number 3, Bernardo Silva. Number 2, Declan Rice. And number 1, Rodri.
Yeah. Yeah, you know we missed out and we did the top 10 wingers, didn't you?
Who?
Anthony, because he had a cracking game against Newport.
Mate, that was the upset of the fucking competition, yeah. Isn't it? Mate, that's embarrassing, wasn't it, that celebration? You're against yeah. Newport, for fuck's sake. It just shows the mentality. It's a tapping, but it shows the mentality of Man United, man.
Yeah. Something we didn't cover earlier, obviously, before that game, it came out that Marcus Rashford's got an internal matter as to why he wasn't playing.
Well, he was out partying again, wasn't he?
Marcus Rashford's caught partying again. I mean, what he did, it seems to be what's been reported anyway, is the equivalent to us going out in the piss and then calling the work saying, sorry, I won't be in. But then there being loads of pictures, both on Facebook or wherever.
Tagging everyone, wee!
Yeah, tagging everyone, wee! Yeah, and he's gone out in Dublin and he's like, oh yeah, no one's going to spot me here. Like, mate, you're one of the most recognisable faces in the UK. You know, but yeah.
His career is falling off a cliff at the moment. Like Alan Shearer is just like, look, someone needs to get older and just say, what are you doing? You're wasting your career here and you're going to regret it. Like, trust me, you will regret it. Just buckle up, sort yourself out, knuckle down, buckle up, whatever. Whatever it is, just fucking sort yourself out. Because he is a good player, we know that.
With Man United's approach to Jadon Sancho, what do they do? They can't lose Sancho and Rashford for poor behaviour, for their conduct. They need to follow the same sort of punishment. So is he out now forever?
No, I think he'll apologise. I think that's the difference. I think Rashford apologises and says, look, yeah. Oh, my hands up. I was a complete idiot. I should have done this. I was a complete numpty.
Yeah, you were.
See you later. Let me train hard. Let me come back into it.
I'll let you train hard.
Yeah. But the thing is with Man United in general, since Ten Hag's taken over, is the fact that... see you two just doing that. I think they've had more disciplinaries. Good God.
Sorry, I've had
more discipline issue with players than ever.
Sorry, just getting caught.
I'm going to be so happy when you're not here.
I know. I'm just making the most of it now, aren't I? I'm just getting it all out of my system.
But yeah, it's just the discipline issues at United. I don't know. It's just nuts. The amount that's happened since Ten Hag's come in. Is it Ten Hag's fault or is it the players' fault?
I think it's the culture of the business, the club. It is just toxic. Like when you look at some of the things that have happened over the course of this season and last, the way they handled the Greenwood situation, the way they've handled the Anthony situation, the way they've handled the Sancho situation. Now you've got Rashford. And then all of the other stuff that you've got ongoing with the way that the club was bought and all of that sort of stuff, that all feeds into a culture. Ten Hag was brought in to be a hard taskmaster. They almost wanted to replicate what Alex Ferguson brought to Man United, but without any of the knowledge of football that Alex Ferguson clearly demonstrated and had. What you've got now is a team with a poor culture, with a manager who's being harsh on everybody. But then when you look on the pitch, what system do Man United play? No one knows.
No patterns of play. That's what they're all moaning about. Where's the patterns of play? And there's a leak in the roof. No one cares.
I had a fucking leak in the roof earlier. I had to sort it out myself. Yeah, I didn't have Ten Hag to fix it.
Well, Ten Hag probably would have just made it worse, mate. He would have cut a hole out where the bath is. So don't worry, it'll be fine. We'll sort it.
That's pretty much what I did.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right. And you are a plumber, which is weird.
Am I?
I don't know.
Is he?
No.
No, he's not.
But it's been a pleasure, boys. Unless you've got any other
pressing issues to discuss this week?
I just got to fix the leak, so cool. Cheers.
Well, cheers, boys. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Good luck. Good luck on your own. Yeah. Miss you.
Bye, boys.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please give us 5 stars on your podcast provider, whatever one that may be, and help us #dropthepod.